Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. This morning, today is the 13th of June. But for us, there's no such thing as 13th bad day and this and that. Every day is a good day. Every day there's hope. There's hope because Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, died and rose again and gave us power to live a life that we can endure. Whatever the problems, we are able to endure, because the world is full of troubles. Our life will have troubles. Jesus said so. The world has troubles. But we will endure because by His name, by His blood, by His love for us, the fact that He came, gave up His heavenly riches and whatnot, His position, He came and suffered for us, for you. Each one of you, He suffered for me. And He rose again. Clearly, then the day He overtaken the devil, given us power. That is why in Mark 16 He says, preach the good news. Those who believe, these signs will follow. They will cast out evil spirits in My name. In His name will cast out evil spirits. Yesterday we were talking about the love and the heart. How important what we have in our heart, how it will determine our lives. How it will determine our lives. Yes, there's trouble all around. I know. My family also suffered. We suffered. And daily, from time to time, there will be issues. But we have hope in Christ. There is hope in Christ. And the Bible says, hope in Christ will never fail. Your hope in Christ will never fail because He will never let you down. He will never let you down. But we must understand what this meaning of never let you down. Sometimes we have our own understanding of things. We have our own picture. Our heart has got some things. Our heart has believed that certain things must be in a certain way. No, Jesus Christ put us on earth for a purpose. For us to declare His name. We are passing through. We are pilgrims on earth. We are ambassadors on earth. In fact, He says when you come to Christ, He makes you a holy priest. You are also a holy priest unto Him. And then we live this life, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, whatever, how long we can live and move on. And our goal is to be with Him. Absent from our body, we must be present with the Lord. That's the key. Absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord. That's the scripture there. And therefore, let's focus on this today. Now, of course, sorrow will come. Many will be suffering today. Many will be having all kinds of problems. But Jesus says, you must get rid of the sorrow. Must get rid of the sorrow. Because in Proverbs 17:22, He says, a joyful soul makes a good life. But a sorrowful spirit makes dry bones. Dry bones causes a lot of things. Arthritis and all these other problems. Dry bones. Our health will go. A sorrowful spirit makes dry bones. A joyful heart makes a good life. In Mark 11:25. God says, when you pray, when we pray, we forgive everybody. We examine ourselves. Forgive everybody, no matter what they did to us. We forgive everybody. Why? In Mark 11:25, Jesus says, forgive them so that your Father, when you are praying, it says, forgive them so that your Father in heaven will also forgive you your sins. Meaning that if we don't forgive people, Father in heaven will not forgive our sins. That's what it means. So now we must now forgive. But the problem is this. Some real trauma could have happened. And the forgiveness is unforgiveness sitting in the heart, bitterness sitting in the heart. Now even in sorrowful times, fear will be sitting in our heart. But in 2 Timothy, verse 7, God says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we know spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. Brothers and sisters, fear is a spirit. But Jesus said in Mark 16, I've given you power to cast out spirit, evil spirits. So we can cast out. We are not left alone as orphans here. We can cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every fear, spirit of fear to get out of me. And you begin to repeat this in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every spirit of fear, get out of me now, get out. And then you begin to think of Jesus, the suffering on the cross. Then you think of Him, and then you know He rose again. He rose again, and He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. We love God with all our heart, mind, soul and strength. Oh, praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to love Jesus Christ completely. Completely. With every strength in my body, I want to love Jesus Christ. And as we begin to love Jesus Christ, and His love begins to pour upon us, and all these things will be far away, will be released. Will be released. Will be released. Therefore, now as we look at this, when sorrow comes, we look at Jesus Christ. And also remind our heart and mind, hey, heart and mind, if I allow this sorrowful spirit to sit in me, my bones will go, my dry bones will happen, and I'll lose my health. How is it going to solve the problem? So we may be sorrowful because our children, something's going on, our husband, our wife, something's going on, our work, something's going on. Now, we must remind ourselves, sorrowful spirit will harm us further. So we must first stop thinking of that. In the name of Jesus Christ, you command your mind to focus on Jesus. Meditate on His word, He says. God says, meditate on His word. Meditate on His word. And as we begin to meditate on His word, meditate on His love. On His love. He loves us. The fact that He came and suffered like that, He loves us. And therefore, and the scientists now say, Jesus Christ died of a broken heart. How they know that? They have calculated all that and they found that when Jesus was hanging on the cross and when the soldier pierced his side, water and blood flowed out. From there, they say that the heartbroken, Jesus died of a broken heart. And when his heart broke, all the blood collected in the abdomen. And that is why when the soldier pierced his side in the abdomen, blood flowed out, blood and water flowed out. And therefore, He died of a broken heart for you, for me. Begin to think of the suffering. He loves us. This is beyond question. He loves us. And this love you receive and release. Even when you cannot forgive for some people, whatever. Meditate. Look back. What is the issue that caused this? What is the issue that caused this? And then, Lord, I surrender this thing to You, Lord. I surrender this event to You, Lord. You begin to close your eyes and meditate. I surrender this issue. Look at the issue. Look at the issue. Look at the issue that happened. Lord, I surrender this to You. And then I want to love this person. I want to love this person. I pray for this person, Lord. I pray for this person. I forgive. I not even forgive. I must love. Because to be sons of the Most High God, we love even our enemies. I love, in the name of Jesus Christ, command my heart and mind to love, to love. Brothers and sisters, today even I included a picture in the email. Ask for your email, contact your administrators and they will send you this email for today's with the scriptures there. And there's a picture I took from the Heart Math Institute where they did this example. There's such a thing as heart rate variability. There's an equipment that measures the rhythm of the heart. When there's frustration, anger, confusion, the rhythm of the heart is so chaotic, incoherent, running all over the place. And that kind of heart is considered harmless. But God has already told us, a joyful heart makes good life. A sorrowful spirit makes dry bones. He already told us. So fear creates chaos in the heart rhythm. And then as soon as they calm the person down and all that, and he begins to think of appreciation and love, the heart rhythm becomes beautiful. Becomes beautiful heart rhythm. This is the rhythm we want to have. A rhythm of love. A rhythm of love in our heart. That is why from time to time when you're shaking, yes, when you're shaking, stop. Cry out to Jesus Christ. Cry out to Jesus Christ. I know it happened to me. I had to cry out to Jesus Christ. And He calms us. He's a loving God. So brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name, today. Today is a wonderful day. No matter what's happening around us, we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. His word. Reading His word is not enough. Hear His word. Listen. Listen what the Bible is telling us. And be a doer of the word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.